Hi, this is a dictation for patient Sadia Ajhar. Date of accident is 2/18/2018. The date of service is 10/23/2023. This patient was injured long time ago, 2/18/2018. She has been having complaints even now. She reports that she's only 50% better in the headaches and 70% in the pain. However, she's not completely pain-free. She further reports that when she works hard at home, she's, these pains come back. Overall, the pains are listed between 3 and 4, but rarely they rise to the level of 7 or 8. She has a constant numbness and pain shooting down to the right posterior leg in S1 S2 dermatome fashion, and also both arms, front and back. And she feels the numbness and tingling if the third, fourth, and fifth finger, and they are shooting down from the neck. She reports of dizziness, and ADLs are affected. Four. Please review the chart for the system review. She does not report any dizziness but vertigo. She reports when she suddenly gets up, she has vertigo and headaches are still present. However, there is no major symptoms of TBI like loss of memory, vision problem, hearing problem, taste or smell problem, or balance problem, focus problems. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. But occasionally the dizziness and vertigo appears. Occasionally she feels depressed. Please use the chart for doing the ADL system review, additional history, and substance abuse, appliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 123/86. Pulse is 62, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical exam is the same from previous visit. 10/4/2023, dictation number 1009-031, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue antivert, ANTIVERT, 25 milligram 1 or 2, every 6 hour PRN, 90 tablets are provided for control of her dizziness. She was provided with Celebrex and Ultram on the previous visit. Celebrex for anti-inflammatory effect, Ultram for pain relief. She doesn't want any more medication. She has a tense unit. She has a carpal tunnel splint. Cervical traction has been provided to her. Cervical pillow has been provided. Neck collar has been provided. She is also referred to acupuncture with Dr. Mustafa, but she has not even made it yet. A new series of MRI has been ordered, which include the cervical spine with flexion and extension with LR, thoracic spine and lumbar spine with weight-bearing lumbar spine. We were unable to get a second reading from the Michigan Diagnostics on the MRI that were done. The patient has a serious questions about the quality or ability to read the MRI correctly. She believes that there is definitely a problem which has not been identified. And for this reason, and for legal malpractice reason, it is decided to do this MRI. The brain MRI is also ordered with SWI, with NeuroQuant, and with IAC. Once these MRIs are available from M1 Imaging, we'll have discussed that they will depend on them for the final treatment plan. The patient agrees also. There is a possibility she may suffer from carpal tunnel syndrome on the right wrist especially, for which injection treatment will be advised. Acupuncture has been ordered for her. She's continuing her physical therapy, and she'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you. She is also referred for acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, and she remains off work, hospital replacement, and transportation. Compounding cream is provided to her, as well as naltrexone capsule 1 milligram a day for further help with the pain. Her maps and labs have been reviewed. Thank you.